This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. After 7 games, Clan finally win a 3-2 victory over Belfast Giants. A hard-fought one as well. With me, the head coach, John Tripp. John, how good was that?
Oh, it was nice. I mean, to see 2 points results. We went up 2-0, which is nice. We got to find a way to win with that lead. But, Belfast is a good team. They're one of the best teams in the league, in my mind. They've won most of their games on the road, which is impressive. So it's a testament of how well they play. And they have a lot of firepower, so we had to be careful. But, we had a plan set out, and we saw it through, and we were consistent with the 60 minutes, and that's all you can ask.
You're talking about the firepower they've got. Was that part of the plan, the game plan? You had to try and nullify that somewhat?
Well, we just knew the areas to put the puck into and to help us. And the players had to be assertive. They had to work hard to get in those positions to not allow them to get the puck to their good players. And, we kept them to the perimeter in our own zone, which is nice. And, our D played well today. They jumped in at the right moments, and we still have to find a way to get those pucks to the net, but they did a lot. They did improve, so it was nice to see. And obviously, to get a game winner on the power play, that helps.
And the goals they'll game came at a good time as well, I thought.
Well, I mean, 2-0 in the first and 1 in the third. Either way, a goal's a goal, and we found a way to win. So that's what's important.
Tyler Schofield, what a goal from him, though. A good solo effort.
Yeah, both Rich and I kind of joked afterwards. If it was anybody else, the clock probably would have ran out with time, because they're not as fast as him. I mean, it was 1.4 seconds, and I know if I had that puck, I'd probably need another 5 seconds for the amount of speed he got there. But it was another highlight reel goal by him. So you give him the puck in the right areas, and he's going to do good things. So it was nice to see.
You've got that goal, and then the one Brendan Brooks missed at the end as well. I hear he's taking a bit of a hard time off the guys over it.
Oh, he'll take a hard time for it for a while, but it's nice when you win, you can laugh at those things. I leave him alone. We made some eye contact, and I know he feels bad enough. I've been in that position, and it's just something that that'll bring up the team spirits a little bit more.
Now, there has been good performances by this team in recent games, particularly against Cardiff. Did you feel this was coming, a game like tonight?
Well, not that it's coming, but I mean, they have to earn it. I mean, we played well the first period in Cardiff. We were up 3-1 in Cardiff. We played well against Nottingham in the first period. I mean, Sheffield, we had a great first period in Sheffield. We ran out of gas. It's tough with injuries and guys being sidelined. Matt Haywood was sick over Christmas, and Jordan's, he's injured as well. So it's tough when you have those energy guys and you have to rely more on the other players. That being said, we don't use an excuse, because the guys that don't get as much ice time, they'll get more. And then they can show me what they can do. But all in all, collectively, they did very well.
It takes you nicely into Edinburgh tomorrow.
Well, definitely momentum is nice. Confidence is very nice. But if you don't come out with your stick swinging, you're not going to get the results you want. It's a game we don't want to lose tomorrow. We know how it is. We know the situation they're in and what they've been through. So we just have to play our game, and we'll be successful.
Thanks very much, John.
Thanks.